upon it. It's in the nature of a ground squirrel or a chipmunk.
What's a gopher?
I was trying to think of that. It's the same as a chipmunk in my mind.
So all three of these are the same? Ground squirrel, gopher, and chipmunk in your mind?
In a way, yes.
Okay. How about a bird that...
A woodpecker?
And this is a hopping...
Rabbit?
Well, this is more of a... an animal that these come grow from tadpoles.
A frog.
And what do you call another name similar to a frog?
A toad.
What's the difference between a frog and a toad in your mind?
A toad is more of a it's not amphibious as a frog. Lives on the land.
These things you find in your garden, if you're digging, you may be digging in your garden, and these long things.
Worm.
Different kinds. Big, thick, round.
Night crawlers.
How about a smaller ones? What did you call
them? Angle worm.
This is a long, slender insect that you see with the transparent, almost transparent wings. You see them floating around water. Country, rather long, that's about this long.
Darning needle.
These things, within these things, pearls are found.
Oysters.
Plural.
Oysters.
And these flying creatures eat cloth.
Moths.
Singular.
Moth.
These little insects you see in the backyard in summer, and they light up in the dark. See them, they flashing on and off.
Lightning bugs.
Would you name just a few stinging insects?
Bee.
Larger than a bee. Along the same line.
Bumblebee. I think my wife will get them. Okay.
Dial.
A little bigger than a bee, vicious, you know, kind of stinged by
wasp.
All right. How about these things that you get take the blood from you, and they're
mosquito.
A small fish used for bait.
Minnow.
And the thing a spider makes in the corner?
A web.
You make any distinction between those indoors and outdoors?